The Grand Canyon sprawls across 1,900 square miles of northern Arizona. Over millions of years, a river carved out a many-layered geologic wonder that has inspired poets to dream and scientists to ponder. Most of us are lucky to visit once or twice in a lifetime, but for several Native Americans, the Grand Canyon is the place they have called home. Carletta Talusi is one of those people.
Most Americans think Native Americans are gone, but we're still here.
Talusi is a Havasupai council member who grew up in the Grand Canyon itself.
I'd like them to know that this was a home, is the home of Native Americans, and our stories need to be told.
In the late 1800s, the federal government sequestered the Havasupai to a side canyon until 1975, when they were given back some of their ancestral land.
It's been a really long, bitter relationship with the park. The park forcefully removed my family, my great aunts and my great grandfather, and that really made me personally very angry as a child.
Today, the National Park Service is required to consult with tribes when making changes that might have an impact on their land or their people.
I think Havasupai, we've been ignored for a long time.
Only in the last decade has Talusi been willing to sit down with park staff. In those meetings, tribal leaders have asked the park for an opportunity to tell their stories. 3 years ago, Grand Canyon officials started inviting tribal leaders to help them design a cultural heritage site. Jen O'Neill is the park's partnerships and planning coordinator.
What is really forward-thinking, I feel, about this project is the way that the relationship is changing, that the superintendents have used those other authorities available to them to change the conversation, to do more listening and less speaking, and to really build the trust. I mean, this whole project is propped up on trust, that we will do what we say we will do.
In addition to providing a venue to tell their own stories, the park also wanted to preserve the existing cultural heritage, including Hopi artist Fred Cabote's murals inside the Desert View Watchtower. Architect Mary Coulter modeled the watchtower after the ancestral Puebloan buildings.
And every time I come in here, I see something new that I never saw before. Have I missed that?
Right. O'Neill says with the help of a grant, they were able to hire conservators to clean the murals.
And they have spent the last 3 years cleaning with Q-tips and brushes every square inch of the murals.
O'Neill is hopeful once the Intertribal Cultural Heritage Program is up and running that the rest of the park will follow suit.
We don't want to dispatch all things native to the farthest corner of the park. We want to create a program that works and is sustainable, and then it will move into the larger park.
So there's more of a Native American presence throughout.
We actually are going to have a voice in the Grand Canyon again, and that's one of the things that I like about this heritage site.
Mabel Franklin, who is Navajo, sees the heritage site as a positive step, but she'd like to see more. Currently, the park only lets Native artists sell their artwork under strict regulations. Artists are limited to only selling crafts they've shown visitors how to create in cultural demonstrations.
We would like to see our communities put their wares and generate revenue from that. Because in our community, we have a lot of people that are vendors, and that's their way of life, and that sustains them out here.
For now, Franklin hopes the 6 million annual visitors to Grand Canyon will consider taking a side trip to Cameron Trading Post, just 30 miles east on the Navajo Nation, where artists can earn a living selling their work. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.